Hello and welcome to Wireless Watch Japan's Portable Reportable Audio News Report for Wednesday, July 7th, 2004. Wireless Watch Japan is an official media sponsor of the 3GSM World Congress Asia, bringing together key industry players. To find out more information or to register, please click on the 3GSM banner on our site at www.wirelesswatch.jp. Wireless Watch Japan is also official media sponsor for the Portable Power Conference and Expo in San Francisco, USA, from 12 to 14 September 2004. For more information or to register, please click on the Portable Power banner on the WWJ's site. Hello, I'm Daniel Skuka. Last month, NTT Docomo published a report analyzing the technical developments that have contributed to cell phones becoming increasingly smaller, more compact, and yet feature-rich. As a case in point, the report mentions the company's newest third-generation FOMA 900i series handsets, which have the same weight, size, and battery standby time as previous FOMA models, but provide increased iAppli Java processing capacity, a high-resolution camera, and other features, making them far more attractive to the phone-buying public. Exactly how small have modern cell phones become? The report relates an anecdote about a meeting of company engineers some 9 years ago. Brainstorming on how small future phones should be, the engineers each took out whatever they had in their pockets: pens, chewing gum packs, combs, wallets, train passes, and cigarette lighters, and lined them up on a desk. The smallest, most familiar item was thought to be a metallic Zippo lighter, and the engineers thought this was the target they should aim for. A cigarette lighter-sized mock-up was subsequently built. Only problem was, in 1995, there were no technologies that would enable such a small phone to have a high-quality LCD display, mobile data functions like iMode, nor any other features that consumers, at least in Japan, now take for granted. All that a small, circa 1995 phone could do was make voice calls and use a tiny monochrome display to indicate call status. This past April, 9 years after that meeting, Docomo's P252IS iMode handset finally reached the size and weight envisioned by the brainstorming engineers. The phone provides not only voice calling, but also full iMode capability, dual-color LCD screens, and a battery standby time of 400 hours, compared to about 100 hours for larger models 9 years ago. Even more interesting is the company's designer-inspired Pre-Mini phone released last month. It's the world's smallest full-featured iMode handset at 90 millimeters tall, 40 millimeters wide, and 19.8 millimeters thick, with a weight of 69 grams. Battery standby time is about 310 hours, still much greater than in 1995. Even 1995 was pretty advanced compared to 1979, when the world's first car phones were introduced. They could only be used while plugged into a car's ample battery power. In 1985, the first Japanese mobile phone that could be used away from a car was called the shoulder phone and weighed in at about 3 kilograms. The report goes on to highlight and explain several of the technologies most pertinent to reducing cell phone weight and volume, including battery technology. By 1988, the shoulder phone had a battery section weighing 547 grams, or about a half a kilo. 8 years later, in 1996, Docomo's Muva series phones, which later evolved into today's iMode phones, started using lithium-ion batteries, which, compared to the nickel-cadmium batteries used until then, needed only 20 to 40% as much volume and half the weight to deliver the same amount of power. The electrical consumption of the integrated circuits used in phones has also been reduced, so that between 1985 and 1999, standby times increased from approximately 8 hours to about 350. Likewise, CPU clock speeds have increased 20-fold from 9.2 MHz to 192 MHz, while memory capacities have gone from 2 MB or less to 40 MB. On June 29th, the Tokyo-based Mobile Contents Forum said that Japan's paid content market for mobile phones for fiscal year 2003 increased to 394.1 billion yen, up by 31% compared to the same period a year earlier. Ringtones alone accounted for 60% of this. No part of this huge multi-billion yen mobile internet industry would have been possible without the massive handset technology improvements made by carriers, terminal manufacturers, and technology vendors. You can download a full copy of the NTT Docomo report from www.nttdocomo.com/presscenter/publications. Join me again next week for WWJ's Portable Reportable. I'm Daniel Skuka. This program is copyright 2004 Wireless Watch Japan. All rights reserved.